Watcher, and an incredibly warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Last week we lost another great muso. Here's my very fave song by Bucky Pizzarelli, who has just died at the ripe old age of 94. From a challenge album called Sunday at Pete's, which refers to Bucky Pizzarelli's uncles Pete and Bobby, who would devote Sunday evenings to teaching the young Bucky the guitar. Both uncles played guitar and banjo, and were notable musos themselves, obviously. We heard Red Wing, which always cheers me up, recorded June 2007 in New Jersey, with son John Pizzarelli guitar, Bucky was on rhythm guitar, son Martin bass and Tony Tedesco drums. Loved that. Up and until the early 70s, Bucky was a sought-after but largely uncredited session man. For instance, he was in the band for Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, but when that relocated to the West Coast, Bucky quit and started playing in New York nightclubs and never stopped. He was still playing in his 90s, even after a stroke and pneumonia. Here's Bucky with a guitar solo. Thank you. Stephen Sondheim's gorgeous Send in the Clowns from an album that Bucky made in April 74 in New York with tenor giant Zoot Sims. Yes, Zoot sat out on Clowns, but we will feature the two of them together right now. Duke Ellington's In a Mellow Tone from a live gig in New York City, November 80. Just Zoot Sims tenor and Bucky guitar. No mention of the nightclub, though. And that was recorded, for some reason, very, very quietly. I had to whack the volume up to max. I hope it didn't distort. We'll hear more from John Paul Pizzarelli at the end of the show. His father, a fan of the Wild West, nicknamed him Buckskin. which became Bucky, luckily for him. Next up, one of those overpopular songs I always think I ought to apologise for. Goodness knows why, as you'll hear now, and it'll be quite different to any previous version that you've heard. Danny Boy, of course, an unusual lineup: trombone plus plunger, guitar, a piano, bass, drums, rhythm section, and an octet of strings. Simplicity itself, but it still communicated complex emotions. Recorded in New York, Jan 2018. Steve Touré is the trombone maestro, Russell Malone guitar, Kenny Barron piano, Buster Williams bass, Willie Jones III drums. Four violins, two violas, and two cellos. Yes, it was worth hearing Danny Boy again, wasn't it? Here's an Ellington number that you may not know. It's a vocal.
You left me for another. To go, I don't. But listen to me, baby. If you ain't happy there, come on home. Please come on home. Our happy home is empty, and sad as it can be. So if you can see your way clear, please, please have pity on me and come on home. Yes, come on home. I've had a million chances with girls that would be true, but baby, baby, you know darn well I don't want nobody but you. Come on home. Please, baby, come on home. Your new love may be great, or your new love may be small, but I've got, yes, I've got the same old love for you. And baby, ooh, that ain't all. Come on home. Please come on home.
Come on Home wasn't on the original Columbia LP, Ellington Uptown, but was on a re-released CD version. Jimmy Grisham is the vocalist, and that song, Come On Home, was, of course, a Duke Ellington compo, recorded late June, early July 52. So, yes, slap bang in the middle of a Johnny Hodges sabbatical. Hilton Jefferson had just taken over the alto chair, replacing Willie Smith, the original Hodges replacement. Billy Strayhorn was at the piano, not the Duke. If you enjoy puns, try Phantom of the Bopera, so you know what to expect. Thank you. and that's on the Italian Red label from Milan. But they appear not to enjoy writing liner notes. All the space is devoted to a roll call of their catalogue. Fear not, we know that Phantom of the Bopera was the song, and due to a small typo, was written by F. Hirsch, Fred Hirsch being the pianist, Steve LaSpina bass and Jeff Hirschfield drums. These three played together a lot and went under the unassuming name of ETC, etc., possibly. This record is called ETC Plus One, the one being Jerry Bergonzi on tenor. Recorded in New York City, March 91. Next, something from Michael Garrick's suite, The Royal Box, based on Garrick's view of the press's treatment of our royals in the 90s. The Royal Box is a suite in six parts. We've just heard part five, called The Old Pretender. Berkhamsted boy Garrick on piano, Dave Green bass, Alan Jackson drums. And it's on a Jazz Academy CD called A Lady in Waiting, and recorded in London, September 93. We all know the story of Route 66, Chicago to LA, 2,000 miles all the way. And although it's now a rundown highway going through some of the less beautiful parts of the mid and northwest of the US, it still has something of a romantic hold over us, due largely to the song, I think. Well, here's the British equivalent. Some of these road numbers and place names, in fact all of them, would be meaningless to most non-Brits. It's called Motorway Jump. Thank you.
trip, take a car, take a Mac and go forth. Find the sign saying Hatfield and the North. Get your kicks on the A66. Be like Jackie Horner, sitting at Scotch Corner, eating your pie and peas. Leave the straight and narrow, head across to Barrow. Live yourself a life of ease. Listen now to the message I am singing to you. If you want to be handy for Keswick and crew, get your kicks on the A66. Drive where the highway is wide, and it isn't so easy for people to hide. Seems like you need the M62. There's a swinging function at Spaghetti Junction. The disco leaves you deaf. You'll find the silence golden on the road to Oldham. Have a bacon buddy at the Little Chef. It's a free world out there, but you have to decide on the magic direction that you wanna hide. Up to you on the M62. I see one or two of you down in the mouth. Do you think life is sweet away down in the south? Jump and jive to the M25. Hear the sirens blaring, ambulances herring, an incident at exit 10. Eventually it clears up, everybody cheers up. Foot hard on the pedal and begin again. Close your eyes to the trucker who has just shared his load, and the maniac four wheelers filling the road. Stay alive on the M25. Well, they say that all roads must lead down to Rome, but for me, I'm gonna stay right at home. You can stick the A66. You can screw the M62. I'll survive without the M25. Oh yeah.
Oh, the A1, originally the Great North Road. Such exotic names along that route as Hatfield and Scotch Corner, which was no more than a roundabout and a hotel, a grim hotel at that. The tune was obviously Route 66, music arranged by Alan Barnes, words by Alan Plater, Liz Fletcher vocals backed by an octet of the best of Brits, Bruce Adams trumpet, Stan Salzman and Robert Fowler tenors, Alan Barnes a variety of reeds, Mark Nightingale trombone, Brian D piano, Simon Thorpe bass and Clark Tracy drums. Recorded, mixed and mastered in a single day in Jan 2004. And that was one of the more sensible songs. Here's Bucky Pizzarelli again. Thank you. Elmer Bernstein's Walk Away, the three Pizzarellis, Papa Bucky, sons John and Martin, plus the occasional guest, who in this case was violinist Aaron Weinstein. Saw him live at the Crazy Cocks in London some years ago now, and he was so, so good and fun. Walk Away was recorded in September 2009, when Bucky would have been a mere 83. Here's a contrast and a song I'm sure you'll know. Thank you. And another Papa and his dynasty, this time Papa John DeFrancesco on the Hammond B3 with his son Joey on keyboards. Yep, Papa got to the Hammond B3 first. Tony Bander bass and his brother Ramon drums and percussion. The song, yes, the old traditional song House of the Rising Sun, recorded in Arizona where Papa John lived in Feb 2006. Will you grant me just a quick non-jazz reference? Just a story, really. Again, probably only relevant to Brits, although folk singer Julie Felix was born and raised in Santa Barbara, California. But it was in the UK that she made her name and lived most of her adult life. I saw her live at the end of Jan this year, and she was brilliant. Looked almost the same as in her 60s heyday, but she died a week or so back at the age of 81. Here's an updated version of an old Ellington Warhorse.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's much-recorded 1944 standard I'm Beginning to See the Light. The leader and trumpeter is Rebecca Coupe Franks on this Feb 91 recording for Justice Records. It was her second album as a leader, but she's recorded relatively little since then, three or four albums in nearly 30 years, not commensurate with her obvious talent. And Justice Records pulled together a notable band to support her. Joe Henderson tenor, Lenny Stern guitar, Kenny Barron piano again, Buster Williams bass again, Ben Riley drums and Carolyn Brandy percussion. Back to the 50s now. Chico Hamilton on his second recording date as a leader, a song called Nice Day, recorded in LA, August 55. Chico drums, Buddy Collette, a mixture of reeds, Fred Katz cello, Jim Hall guitar and Carson Smith bass. I'm rushing as I want to finish on another Bucky Pizzarelli number. This Arbus Jazz album is called Buck Pizzarelli and the West Texas Tumbleweeds, and I've chosen another old traditional song, Red River Valley, great song. Buck on bass guitar for a change, Son John guitar, Monty Alexander no less piano, Tommy White pedal steel guitar, Aaron Weinstein is back on violin, Son Martin bass, and Tony Tedesco drums. We'll hear as much of this as is possible before curfew. Thank you. Thanks to Bucky Pizzarelli for over 70 years of amazing music. Thanks also to you for joining me. Hope you've had fun and that you'll be rejoining me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.